Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with University of Iowa graduate student Laura Michelson about her year-long program doing community outreach and archival work for the Kelowna Public Library and Kelowna Historical Village. This is the first part of a two-part interview.
How much was the grant total for the library and the historical village?
So the community impact grant was funded through the University of Iowa Provost Office of Outreach and Engagement, and they initially gave $10,000, which is the maximum grant award. But to meet the full academic year project costs, the Graduate College and School of Library and Information Science contributed additional funds, and so that was approximately $13,000. So the final funding is just under $23,000. The dollars are not necessarily split between the library and the historical village then for the project, but both institutions will be served throughout the year.
How did this program begin? Who applied for the grant?
So Carol Ives, who is the SLIS program administrator at the university, is who actually got the ball rolling for the grant. And that was because she saw that by creating a grant and helping this project, she could fund, or the university could fund a SLIS student for a year of gaining experience with a project and with such a hands-on digitization project, but it could also really help the Kelowna community and advance the historical museum as well as helping Kelowna community residents.
Is this program pretty new for SLIS, or has SLIS done stuff like this in the past for other communities?
So as far as I know, this is the first time they've had a real community-based project like this. A lot of the other graduate assistantships are on campus. I know there's another project happening with Carnegie Libraries where they're kind of going through different records and creating a digital project based around that. But this is the first year for us to be in Kelowna. I mean, it really is a base year to see what all we can get done and how else we can help communities like this.
It being a community-based project, as you said, what are your objectives of, you know, what you're doing with this project?
So the objectives, at least what I've been working on so far, has really been the digitization project that was started with the historical village here and then in collaboration with the library. And so already this fall, I've been digitizing a lot of documents that are hosted at the museum here, as well as on loan from locals. And so I've been working on helping digitize those and get them online with the Iowa Heritage Digital Collection, which is a state-sponsored project where they're collecting digital histories from across the state. So that's been what I've been working on primarily. And this year we'll bring some more outreach projects and working with the community and more with the history here.
What kinds of documents have you been scanning, or what has been of most interest to you?
Sure. A lot of it is from the schools, which I find really fascinating. If you go online and you go through the Heritage Collection, there are some different breakout collections from Kelowna, and they're focused around people, businesses, the schools. But a newer aspect of that that I've been working on has been digitizing some books on loan from the community. And so one is a log from the lumber yard. Another is a family scrapbook where they have all sorts of different photos and newspaper clippings. And that's been a real interesting project for me. Those documents couldn't be scanned on our flatbed scanner, and so they've been photographed to be digitized, and that comes with its own challenges, but also its own preservation.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with University of Iowa graduate student Laura Michelson. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.